This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Are we fucking rolling?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking A.
I'm just going to say the word fuck because you guys are saying fuck.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Very believable.
The least convincing fuck of them all.
Worst fuck ever.
Pam fuck.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't fucking know.
Fuck Pam.
You were better fuck than that.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Fuck Pam is over there.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck Phil's over there.
Sup.
Who wants to start?
How about you?
Yeah. I'm very excited about this weekend. The Road Ready event?
Yes.
This guy, I've known this guy who owns Road Ready used cars since the beginning of time. We were kids in middle school together.
Go way back.
We go way back. Good guy. You always knew he was going to be successful.
Yep.
And he just moved Road Ready used cars from Bridgeport to Ansonia. And AJ, wait until you see this place. It's great.
I cannot wait. Like Disneyland.
Anytime you go to an event where you just know people are going to be happy to see you.
Yeah.
There's going to be people there. Food's going to be cooking and band. And it's just like, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Same here. I can't
and
wait.
You got all like fucking duct taped down today.
Oh yeah. Mm. I'm smooth and kissable now down below.
Cause you're going in a dunk tank
in a bikini. Yes. Which was not my idea.
Right.
But I'm going with it.
It was Ron's idea.
It was Ron's idea. And Ron's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he has a 2013 challenge that I like.
Yeah. That's why.
Go for a ride in it.
I would love to, actually.
Don't do it in the bikini.
Oh, no. No, trust me. Because my luck, I get pulled over, arrested, and I'm in a bikini. No. Yeah. Like gift wrap for prisoners and lockup. No, thank you.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Good food. How can you beat free food?
Right.
Prizes. Hanging out with the band playing.
Just
Chewy,
fun.
Who will probably be stoned out of his mind.
That's okay, though. Cozy plays.
And AJ in a dunk tank.
Yes. Being dipped like a teabag.
Yeah.
Not teabag and dip like a teabag.
I
Christ's
know,
sake.
But I'm still picturing teabagging.
Okay. So that's noon to two on Saturday, the 24th. And then that night, I'm having a lobster dinner at the house.
Ooh. Lobster dinner?
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Get your lobster dinner.
Face paint for the kids.
I do Men Who Cook every year for Team Incorporated.
Yeah.
And they have a program called Meals on Wheels, which is a program that provides food for kids and families who don't have money.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than not being able to afford food and being hungry.
Exactly.
It's a weird feeling, especially when you're in a rich state.
Yeah.
Like if you're in Africa, I'm guessing if you're hungry, you're like, well, there's like a million other people in my neighborhood that are hungry.
Exactly.
But when you're in Connecticut, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah, the family store's eating.
So I really believe in this program. When I was at Men Who Cook, they had for auction this item. It was a lobster dinner for 10 provided by Dave Grant, who he and I started out together. Like he had a catering business and I had a DJ business. So we did a lot of weddings together.
Oh, cool. Very
so
cool.
We go way back and I'm like, oh, I'm fucking winning this.
Yeah.
No one's, you know.
This is mine, bitch.
It happened to cost a shitload of money, like way more than I wanted to spend.
But it went to a good cause.
But I'll be sitting there with friends tomorrow with Dave in the house making lobsters.
Yeah, eating dinner and knowing you're doing good.
Thinking we're going to be feeding some families.
Exactly.
With this, so.
Exactly.
Bravo.
I'm excited about the weekend.
Bravo to you.
And AJ in a bikini.
Oh,
not
that part
excited
should kill
about
your appetite
that,
right there. Yeah.
You know, everything else balances it out. I'll just buy some eyewash.
Yeah, don't look.
Bleach,
it's not
maybe.
Pretty. It's not pretty.
We're in a Facebook timeout now because, you know, that Mark Zuckerberg, I want to just choke the fucking life out of him.
Yeah.
Brilliant guy, but damn.
Hey, don't be such a douche.
You could have a video of someone being murdered on there for 5 hours.
Yeah. Right?
But in 5 seconds, if I put a part of a Steve fucking Miller song on Facebook Live, the video comes down and I get put into timeout.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook jail.
Yeah. I just want to let you know that's why you haven't been seeing a lot of videos the last couple of days. I checked this morning because I wanted to put Roy Albadine on from The Daily Show.
And
I mean, Rory Albanese?
Mm-hmm. Albanese.
Right. Rory Albanese.
And I wanted to put, what did I call him?
Roy
Albadine.
Roy Albadine. Yeah.
Not even close.
I think that's a dish.
That's his nemesis.
Let me have the Roy Albadine.
Roy Albadine.
Little Al Dente.
That's the Canadian version.
You can see what an impact he's
left. Is that
left
nuts in it?
He's actually a very good comedian.
That's when the full beard comes in, that he becomes Roy Albadine.
Exactly. That's a nightclub character. Roy Albadine. How you doing?
Rory.
Albanese.
Albanese.
You'll get it.
Right. Or Scrooge.
That dude. But anyway, I wanted to videotape him and wanted to videotape or, you know, post AJ getting his
waxed.
Know, testicles pulled off.
Yes, thank you.
That's why I wasn't on there.
First time some work was done down there.
Yeah.
Lately.
What about you, Pam? What's going on?
So the big thing that happened for me this week was I got a new phone.
All right, let's take bets on how soon she breaks it.
Okay. You want?
Yes.
Within 7 days.
No. Yeah.
Correct screen, 7 days.
You're going in 7 days?
Correct screen means one crack.
Oh, right. No. You exactly. think so? Right.
7 days.
Right. So, I'm gonna give her 2 weeks on that one. Put me in for $5.
I'm going to post this picture of the phone undamaged on Instagram yes. right now, just so we have a timestamp.
Right.
You don't want to break
Phil,
it.
And Phil wants to get on it, too.
So when they ordered this phone.
Everybody's in for $5, by the way.
What's your guess, Phil?
I'm going to say 12 days.
12 days.
Really? That's it, you guys? But this
I know
is,
you have a case on it, but
yeah,
it's going to happen.
So when they were ordering the phone, right before Dom the engineer hit submit to order the phone, I was like, wait, I need a case. Because I will never go get a case, and that's what happened to my phone last time. They gave me the new phone. They didn't order a case. I went to the case store, and then I dropped the phone in the case store and broke the phone.
That's hysterical.
Right in front of the guy.
So I was like, what was the point?
I guess I don't need a case anymore.
I didn't need one.
The coffee woman dropped her damn phone, and boom.
So I was like, you got to get me the case.
Did you buy the case at a convenience store?
No, that is the people who sell the cases. You go to any the kiosk yeah. in the mall.
Is that right?
They
yes.
all are.
Yes, it is. Thank you. All wonderful people. Thank you.
Clearly, I'm out of the case buying loop.
They have like 4 case stores, too, in the mall. I don't know why they need so many.
You got some case.
Because so many people break their phones.
True.
Goofy American women.
Yeah, I'm just posting it now. All right, so everybody's in on this. They all know. And
$5.
Then you're going to New Orleans, right?
I am. I just bought my tickets last night. Whoa. So I'm going when we're all on vacation in July, the first week of July.
Did you warn New Orleans yet? Because they're still recovering from the hurricane they had there.
Well, you know, there's only one way to get beads. Do you plan on doing that?
Yes, I got it, right?
I think
you
do.
Have to.
You got to pay for them, really? I'll give you $10 if you make me pick my shirt up and throw beads at me.
All right.
Just going to steal them from the drunk
smooth
girl in the bathroom.
Skin boy.
Hey, I'm smooth and kissable, babe.
I don't know about the kissable part, babe.
Trust me on that one.
Babe.
Just find someone to kiss him, and then I'll be impressed.
Piece of cake.
So we had a friend go, and it was her first time there, and somebody who worked with her was telling us all about a camera where you can dial in to it from the internet and see, and we're mm-hmm. like, okay, at 5 o'clock on this day, you know, we're going to have it on in the bar, and you're going to go up to this camera, and you're going to flash your boobs.
Right, drunk-ass boob camera.
Right. And we need to find that camera. Like, where is it? Like, what website is it on?
Yeah, what bar, whatever.
What corner?
Yeah.
What street, whatever.
Yeah.
So Pam can go, and we'll have a specific time where mm-hmm. all the tribe will tune in, and Pam can come and wave and do whatever she wants.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have a microphone? Do you have, like, a magnifying glass on that one, or what?
Oh, microphone? Thank you.
That's the worst.
I was going to say microscope at first.
It's the worst when you're chucking a joke out there and it comes around like a boomerang and hits you in the face.
I was going to say microscope at first, but it's a magnifying glass.
Oh, thank you.
Are you insinuating Pam has small boobs?
I'm just thinking wind chimes, that's all.
What does that mean, wind chimes?
They're not that small. They're a C cup.
They don't seem, you know, like, she doesn't wear tight shirts.
Right.
Like, I wasn't going to guess like,
no,
tiny.
No. She's actually robust and ample, thank you.
I feel better for you. My boobs are robust and ample.
Is that not a compliment.
Ample
good. Is another way of saying they'll do.
Like too big.
Right. Right.
Ample's like ample.
It's like, it's enough.
Right.
Like ample space is just enough space for what you want.
Oh. Well, the preamble.
Ample is like good enough.
Right.
I've always said that more than a mouthful is a waste. So that's what I got, a mouthful.
And you've tried it often?
I've tried. I can't get it all the way in.
That double jointed
the angle is kind of weird. Just like,
all right, so we're
have you
find
tried
this
to?
Camera,
right. There's no place
Pam's going to go and right. try to stick her boob in her mouth on the camera.
There you go.
I may have to get implants. I hear they're cheaper down there.
And then she'll be arrested.
Right. You went 34 now, so by another 15 years, you can do that.
Well, we need to find out a lot about New Orleans. I was there once in my life. I was there for a couple of days, in and out.
I want to go.
Great food, great party, all that. You have to be careful.
I love crawfish.
The last time I checked, very high murder rate, especially with tourists getting robbed and stuff. Like, don't just wander down some street. Know where you are.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah. My friend may have to keep me on a leash. So I don't do that.
Good luck to her.
Yeah, I know.
I heard she's equally disorganized.
Yeah, we're both messes. I'm surprised. We actually had her husband had to help us with the plane tickets last night because we were like, we're both scatterbrains and we could not figure it out.
Not adult enough to buy two plane tickets.
No.
They're saying we're going to need traffic.
Okay, then.
We're like, Tim, look at our schedule. We can't figure this out.
So we need a traffic and show booker person when she comes back.
We're going to be following this one closely.
Yeah. All right. So, Chaz, you're taking 7 days on the phone.
Yeah.
All right. So you're taking a full 14?
Two weeks, yeah.
2 full weeks?
Okay.
This is why I chose 12 days.
So now I said within 7.
Right. So
if it happens
today. That'll give you till 10 a.m.
Wait, am I in on this
Friday?
Too?
No, because you'll drop it.
No, because you could drop it when you're in your window.
Oh.
Which would be way too organized for you.
So, okay. So, Chaz, so you have till, let's say, 10 a.m. June 30th. AJ has until the following Friday. I chose July 5th. Wednesday, because she's going to be in New Orleans. There is no fucking way that phone doesn't go into some kind of crisis on the 3 days that she's in New Orleans.
You need to back up the numbers, too, because you're going to probably...
Oh, yeah, it's all backed up.
Why don't you just leave the show phone here?
I could do that.
No, that's going to ruin my guess!
Yeah,
that was
set in stone.
That was loud in my ear.
Well, I can't because this has a better camera than my personal phone.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to be using this now for your pictures?
Yep. I already took one.
We need to back it up.
It's all backed up. It's all backed up. It's on Microsoft Office. We're all good.
Yeah, everything immediately goes to email. Dom, that was one of the first things that Dom had to set up. He's like, all right, we're going to make sure everything that gets saved on this phone gets saved somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, it's all on the computer.
He's smart.
Okay, good.
He's smart too, Mike.
All right, well, you're going to have a good time.
Thank you.
We're going to be jelly. AJ, what are you doing this weekend?
Barrett Jackson. I'm going right from Road Ready Used Cars, going from cars
to cars.
To cars. Yeah, so
what
it's like a
comedy?
Car sandwich.
I'm gonna be like Superman
with AJ in a bikini in the middle.
I'm gonna dry off in the dunk tank and bring clothes with me. I'm changing and road ready, getting in my truck, and I'm heading on out to Barrett Jackson.
And you're meeting your dad there.
Meeting my dad and my brother-in-law. They're coming from Long Island. They're coming around the opposite way. We're gonna meet up at Mohegan Sun. We're gonna check out cars, have dinner like we did last year.
What do you mean the opposite way? They'd be coming the same way.
Last year, Richie took the New London ferry. I don't know why.
Oh.
So he
drove to the tip of Long Island.
Yeah, but they had badass traffic. I mean, I was there for a good hour before they finally showed up.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to meet over there. We're going to look at cars. We're going to have dinner. And then afterwards, because the broadcast ends around 8 o'clock, so everybody starts filtering out, I'll go say hi to Steve Magnante, anybody else, probably Wayne Carini be down there, talk to them. And then I'm going to try and pop up over by Mohegan Sun, Comics Mohegan Sun, and say hi to Rory Albanese. As well,
and say,
hey, how you doing? You know,
yeah,
that type of deal. So, you know, I got a full day.
Roy Albadine,
Roy Albadine, yes,
yeah, good,
right. That's his show name, yes, yeah. So it's gonna be fun, and they'll take a lot of photos. If anything cool happens, I'll grab audio. Like last year, I got the people bidding $165,000 on that 65 Corvette.
And your dad in the background.
And everybody's cheering and stuff like that. Yeah, so we're going to grab, I'll grab that. I'll grab
That's
some
great.
Photos.
Oh, good.
I'll post, if anything cool happens, I'll post video to our web.
Isn't that how excited he is? It's like a kid right before Christmas.
You understand? It's like, it's so freaking cool that they finally have Barrett Jackson here in the Northeast. Because I was like,
and it's in Connecticut. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, this is truly a gift from God. And they signed a 6-year lease. So after this, there's still 4 more years to do this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And although 1 year, I would like to go and spend the entire time there, like the entire 3 days.
Get there Friday.
Yeah, like
Saturday,
live in a camper,
Sunday.
Whatever the hell it is, or get a room, whatever, and just like live there the entire 3 days. You know,
just do it.
You know,
there's enough to see for 3 days.
Well,
or you just see it all over again.
See the same car over and over again. It's all different people, though. But it's like, you know, I mean, it's all our crowd. So, like, I'm walking around. I'm getting yelled at the same way like Richard Rawlings or Wayne Carini or Steve
Yeah, you're a rock star.
I'm a rock star there also. It's a total head trip. It's great.
You okay now?
It's great.
Your voice went up an octave. You sounded like a 13-year-old.
Well,
in my
defense, I had a lot of hair pulled off my balls today.
Yeah.
She got your balls?
So what's Sunday like? So Sunday, you know, so you go Saturday.
Yeah.
You're at Road Ready. You see all these cars.
Right.
You probably drive a Challenger. And then you go to Barrett Jackson.
Right.
You see all of these amazing cars. Then you get home and
right.
realize that you're home.
Yeah. Then depression sets in.
Right. So it's like a sugar rush, right? You're like all excited. Then you then,
I come
then
crashing
it's like depression.
Down. Right. My crappy computer that won't fucking work right. You know, I'll, you know, look
at all that shit.
All the broken shit in my house. Yeah.
I went to Daytona Beach, Florida once in the winter. I was just a fucking kid, man. Mm-hmm. I went with these two hot girls, rented a brand new Cadillac.
Nice.
And
styling.
For a week, I'm on Daytona Beach with these two hot girls, like just drinking champagne
living
out of
the
their
life.
Pumps.
Yeah.
Fucking like surfing on the hood of the car down the strip.
Right.
And I'm like, this is living, man.
I
palm
can do this.
And sand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fly back. To my miserable life, and my car's transmission doesn't work. I'm like, wow, this all came, like, it went from paradise to damn.
Harsh reality.
Yeah, harsh reality, quickly.
Buzzkill.
Yeah, it happened fast.
Yep.
It's like,
sad.
Wah, 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 wah.
So I'll enjoy every moment I can Saturday.
Do it.
Yep.
What's up with you, Phil?
I don't know. I had a rough week.
Wedding this year. No, this week.
You had a rough week?
What happened?
No weddings.
No weddings this weekend.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I have not been sleeping well all week. Amanda's cat just like climbs into bed with us and like walks around like while you're sleeping.
Like on top of you.
And he finds the way, he's an 11-pound cat. He finds a way to spread his fucking body in the most uncomfortable position where you wake up and like his face is right in your face and he's looking at you.
That's cute.
Terrifying. I've never been a cat. Never had a cat because both of my parents are allergic. My father fucking hates cats. Oh. My mom can tolerate them because she's an animal lover of all kinds, except for geese.
Right.
So I haven't been sleeping. It's not just the cat's fault, but I don't know. I can't get comfortable. My mind's been racing. I can't even articulate what it is, but I just haven't been sleeping well. So
AJ's answer to everything, smoke a joint.
Smoke a joint.
Always.
The best sleep ever.
So all of us have roles during the show, what we're supposed to do. So AJ's supposed to check Twitter. I think Pam checks Instagram, and I'm supposed to check the Facebook page.
Right.
And for whatever reason this week, everybody has just been so fucking negative. It's like the first day of summer. Like everybody's getting out of school. Everyone should be fucking happy.
Right.
There's nothing to be upset about.
Social media.
I'm reading, and so we you posted about how you hope Doug Gray is okay, because in Father's Day, he was in that accident.
Yeah.
There's one comment on the post, and guy goes, well, I guess the lesson here is don't buy a Chevy. And it's like, what the fuck? Why do you have to be that guy?
Oh, my God. Right. Always.
Why do you have to be that guy?
Yeah.
Dick brought to you by.
So then Dave and Jeff called in. We were talking about the teacher's story out of Bridgeport, and we were like, if you have ever had a crush on a teacher, just call in. Dave and Jeff called in on their own, and they're like, not only did I have a crush on a teacher, but I wound up having sex with my teacher.
I did them.
Right? They were all excited.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I asked Phil to put these away because this sex teacher thing is going to happen over and over.
Yeah.
These two calls were, they could be a 1980s fantasy movie of a student having sex with
Private
a teacher.
Lessons Part 2. Mm-hmm.
And I don't give a shit, like, whatever your backstory is, whatever. These were great stories.
They were.
They were willing participants, loved every minute of it, would not change a thing.
And of age.
And had positive impacts on their lives, not negative.
One of the guys had just come back from the Vietnam War.
Right. If you're in the war, then you can decide who you have sex with.
It was 8K, for Christ's sake.
So, first comment, April, glad you like glorifying rape. And it's like, all right. But, you know, did you even listen to what was happening?
Right.
So we post the Stashball segment from yesterday where we were giving him shit for throwing up and passing out on his first day on the job with Brad Davis.
Called hazing.
A little bit, right? And he's been an intern. He knows it, right?
By the way, it's the same segment I called him the future of radio.
Exactly. With a question mark at the end.
Yeah.
And everybody was right behind you on that one.
Not really, but go ahead.
We all turned around.
So, Chaz, you posted to the Facebook page on Chaz and AJ last night, and John writes, he was nowhere near interesting at any point at WPLR. Bad radio when he was on. Actually switched stations or turned the radio off when I heard he was on. Very boring radio. So I read this in like the afternoon and I'm like, I want to write something, but I'm not going to do it. So it's like in my mind all night, I'm eating dinner. I'm thinking about John. I'm just thinking about how negative he is. And I decide, I'm like, you know what? Before I go to bed, I'm going to see if anyone else wrote something. He was the only comment, and I'm like, I can't fucking take the negative. I'm not leaving it there. So I wrote back to John, and I don't know if you know what I wrote. I'm sorry in advance, but I wrote, John's comment was bad. boring, and I did not like one word of it. Actually read other pages or closed my browser entirely when I saw it. And then I went to bed. I felt better.
I think that's hysterical.
Funny. It's so funny.
Mic drop, walk away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I felt better after that.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's not negative. It's
no,
just
you're
a
not
funny
being
commentary.
Mean.
So then he writes back, and this was actually my favorite part of this. He's like, sorry I didn't like my comment, Phil Antonelli, but that's my opinion, and I'm sure there were other people who agree with me. Why is my opinion bad? Is it because you didn't like it? It's just an opinion. It's not the end of the world. And I wanted to write back. I didn't. I left it with the first comment. But I wanted to write back, just substitute the word opinion with bit, and that's exactly what I could write back to you. It's our bit.
Yeah.
We get that not everyone's going to like it. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world, John. Stop fucking spreading your negativity on all this bullshit.
I know. It is weird. I don't think people realize, like, this is how we look at it. We're people hanging out, and we're talking about whatever there is to talk about mm-hmm. that's interesting to us. And, you know, do you sit with your friend for an hour, and if 3 minutes of it is a little long-winded or a little off-topic, you're like, hey, the last 3 minutes of your conversation, by the way, is really fucking boring. And like, I started daydreaming and I, you know, don't want to hear this. No. Why? Because you're friends and you're hanging out together and not every word is going to be awesome.
So like, this is a guy who's a fan of the fucking page. Like, right, you're telling us that you like to listen to us. You want to know more about it. That's why you hit the fucking like button, right? So you just be, I listen to you guys all the time. Don't really get stosh ball, whatever. You know, like, I get you're making the same point in a way that we can understand. Instead, you got to just be Mr. fucking negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of this bullshit. Everyone just relax. It's the fucking 4th of July is coming up. Like, everybody should be in a fucking good mood. Just find something to be happy about.
Smoke
please.
Smoke a joint.
Well, when you think about the amount of content we produce in a day or a week, right? Let's say we do it's 4 breaks an hour. So we do 18 breaks a day, right? Times 5. I got a calculator, so it's 90 breaks. Let's just say they're 7 minutes long, 630 minutes a week of content. Saturday Night Live does 90 minutes of content per week, and they have probably 100 writers.
Yeah.
There's 4 of us here. So that's why we go to the tribe. We take a lot of phone calls because you guys are writing the show.
Yeah.
Not every minute is going to be brilliant.
Right.
And, you know, when you're in the moment, it's a lot different than when you get a chance to step back, listen to it. Yeah, I would have cut this out. Yeah, that's how it fucking goes.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, when they don't show you a movie in real time, they record it, then they cut it down, then they reshoot.
A lot ends up on the floor.
Multiple times, by the way.
Yes.
So we do the best we can. And with that, go fuck yourself, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Tough taillights.
No, I'm kidding. Thank you for your comments.
Lighten
you
up. Enjoy life. Smile. Important shit.
Smoke a joint.
Like AJ said, smoke a joint.
Yeah. Fuck the geese.
Now he's happy.
Maybe kill him, not fuck
did
him.
Did you see what my dad sent? I sent you the photo.
Yes.
The backyard is infested again.
I should post that one. I'm going to post that on Facebook right now.
I couldn't believe it. I said it was a goose farm.
I told, because even when we were talking about this in like May, like right when spring was, you know, starting to warm up a little bit. And I'm like, I'll let you know when they come. They always come. They're not there now, but they'll be there. And here they are. It's a fucking army of geese.
It's a nice pond you have in your backyard, by the way.
Right?
So
very nice.
You would like to enjoy that pond maybe, right? Like go out in a kayak or put some Adirondack chairs down there and lay by the water. No, there's fucking shit everywhere.
Sunbathing
naked. 365 days a year.
Wow. Angry Phil.
Sorry, we brought up the geese.
You were just saying how everyone needs to lighten up and be happy.
It's my fault.
Well,
I said
you're screaming it.
Lighten up, everyone. Lighten up. Smoke a joint.
Let it ride.
I'm tired of this negative bullshit. Like, just listen and laugh. Come on.
Listen, learn, and love.
It's called comedy, folks. Chew your gum.
Listen and love. All right. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for
fuck
listening.
You. Sorry.
He just needed to get it out.
I felt that way.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Also, subscribe. That makes it easier. And comment. That helps
positively.
A lot.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Sayonara.
Phil's over there.
Relax, everyone.
Smoke a joint.
Everybody relax.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.